Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
I am, you know, for having to put up with me for the whole year.
Oh, thanks.
Apology accepted?
That's all right, my friend. It's a two-way street. You have to put up with me as well.
This is it, buddy. This is it. 2 days before Mad Friday. This is the last Friday before Christmas, which is one of the biggest shopping days of the year.
Yeah.
It's absolutely bonkers.
Are you done?
Pretty much. I have two things
Are
to
you?
Pick up. Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Because you're usually a Christmas Eve shopper, aren't you?
I've decided I can't deal with the stress. Yeah. I'm going to do a little bit of work early. So I've been picking up bits and pieces and all's good.
Well done.
4 days to the winter solstice. Thank you. A little gold medal for me. We've got 7 sleeps till Christmas, everybody. And there's only 14 days left until 2025. Around the world today is Wear a Plunger on Your Head Day in the US.
Sorry, what?
You always carry a plunger. You just never know when you're going to need one.
No, it's the wear it on your head situation.
Yeah, it's an international movement. I don't know where it originated.
Somebody has far too much time on their hands.
If you celebrate your birthday today, I have a massive birthday list for you. You celebrate with Brad. Brad Pitt is what age?
Yes. Brad Pitt, I would say he's 62.
61 today.
Oh, it's close.
David O'Doherty, the Irish comedian, is 49. Sia, the Australian singer, who was in 07 and is now kind of doing her own thing. Yeah.
48.
49, you're close. Ooh. Katie Holmes, the American actress.
Okay, I'm going to say 45.
46.
I'm quite good at this show.
Close enough, kid. Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera is
47. She's 44. Oh. And also Billie Eilish today. On this day in 2002, Pepsi announced they were dropping Britney Spears in favour of Beyonce Knowles. Oh. There was uproar. And on this day in 2018, Manchester United sacked Jose Mourinho after very poor results. And they haven't really recovered.
I love Jose Mourinho.
He's a legend.
He is.
He was absolutely brilliant. Now he's done it. He's like a radio presenter. He's a bit nomadic. He has gone from club to club.
But is he like? I always think he's like the Portuguese Roy Keane.
Yeah, very much so.
Isn't
he's
he?
A great character. Like he really is. What have I got for you that's happening? Cork actress Claudia Rose Long, who is the partner of Shawnee Maguire, Cork City FC hero, has been urging parents to trust their instinct when it comes to your kid's health.
Okay.
So she and Shawnee had a little baby, Romeo, earlier this year, and the family faced a terrifying ordeal when Romeo suddenly became unwell and was rushed into hospital, reports Emma Connolly on the front of the Echo today. He was in and out of consciousness, needed oxygen. Oh, it was frightening. He had a urinary tract infection, but she just knew something was seriously wrong. You never question a mother's instinct.
Because it's right.
When it comes to... kids' health. I've seen it with Rachel. Yeah. Like, she'll go to a doctor with Caleb when he was a baby.
Yeah.
And the doctor will go, it's a bit of a virus. No, it's more. And he ended up in hospital.
You see?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just, when you know, you know.
You know, you know, yeah. When you know that they need help. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so there's more on that in the WOW supplement of Echo today if you want to read about it. I'm glad little Romeo's doing better.
So am I.
Down Crosshaven direction, Stephen Clary is a local Garda. He's been awarded Community Garda Community Spirit Award.
Oh, very good.
Now, the Community Spirit Awards are happening in January and they're going to happen at the International Hotel. Yeah. And what you can do is nominate people that do voluntary work around Cork. And they go through to this final. I'm going to be hosting it in the end of January up at the Airport Hotel.
Okay.
And it's just people get awards for the amazing things they do across Cork.
Yeah.
Now, the only requirement is that they give their time as a volunteer. And the nominations are open. So if you go to corkinternationalhotel.com/Community Spirit Awards.
Okay.
You can nominate someone in your area who does amazing things. And it's nice to point out people who do great things. Yeah. And finally for now, one mum took it upon herself to book a hotel room for a weekend so she could spend the entire weekend wrapping Christmas presents
in peace. Yeah, I get it.
she needed a whole weekend.
She's smart.
Yeah, so she booked a nice hotel room in a lovely hotel. Ready to go and took all her wrapping paper, all her presents and spent the whole weekend.
That's the best story ever.
Drinking bubbly and wrapping presents.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's good times.
Red FM.
You know what, I was looking at a gift yesterday for my missus.
Yeah?
And I want your professional opinion as a woman.
Okay.
I was going to get it for the crack. All right. I think it's something that everybody would love. I think it's something that everybody would need. I think it's quite thoughtful. I think it says a lot about you as a partner if you get this for your partner.
Okay.
It's about 25 quid. You would use it, definitely use it every single day.
A neck massager.
It's not a neck massager. No, but it is something to do to help a body part.
Okay.
Okay. A toilet seat heater.
You're joking me.
I'm not joking you.
Casey, don't buy her a toilet seat heater.
You turn it on. You know when you get up in the morning, it's freezing cold. Toilet seat
it
freeze
does.
The arse off you.
It does.
This thing comes with a little battery pack. I swear to you, it's just for the crack, like.
I know, yeah. But did you get her anything else, or is that the only gift?
No, that's all I'm going to get her. Yeah, I'm going to test the marriage and get her a toilet seat heater and do nothing else.
Casey,
no. No, of course I have loads of other things.
Okay, well, that's fine.
But this particular one, you wrap, put it around the toilet seat. It's like an electric blanket for your arse.
Where did you find that?
It's on Amazon. Google and go to toilet seat heater. You can pick it up 25 quid. You put it around the rim of the outside of the toilet seat. And it's lovely and toasty for your buns.
Your mind must be a very strange place.
Well, you know it is, but I'm just telling you, these things exist because people buy them. But I just think as a bit of a left to centre, she might open at Christmas Day and go, "You really know me." Red FM
Breakfast with KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM. Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Twisted stories and the woman to straighten them up. Victoria Nicholas, what have you got?
Okay, a 31-year-old man who claims that Jay-Z is his father is making a heartfelt plea for Jay-Z to take a paternity test. So his name is Rymir Satterthwaite, which is such a Yorkshire name. This guy is American. And he, as I said, he's been fighting to get Jay-Z to do a DNA test because his late mother, Wanda, told him that he was the result of a brief romance she had with Jay-Z when she was 16 and Jay-Z was 22. So he's been speaking to the Daily Mail about wanting to get Jay-Z to take a DNA test. Have a listen.
He never tried to contact me in any type of way, and that's all I'm asking is, like, because I honestly really want the case to be over with. Like, I've been going through a lot, and I'm not chasing nobody. I'm not trying to do this to make somebody seem like a bad person, a bad father. I'm just really coming out here for the truth. I don't want no money or anything. I wasn't looking for none of that. I just want to know the truth, and if I can't go to the courts and get the truth, like, I just really want it over. It's something that's really affecting my life, and I just want it over with. I work every day. I also have my own kids to take care of, so it's like, it's been a journey for me, and it's just like, you know, I just got so much on my name right now.
As Jimmy Carr pointed out, looks like off the back of the Diddy thing, looks like Jay-Z has 100 problems now.
It does, yeah. Absolutely, he does. 99 problems, 100 problems.
He needs to rewrite that song.
Yeah.
You know all about that, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
I took a DNA test myself about 2 years ago to find out who my dad is.
And did it work?
It did, straight away.
So you found out who he is, but you've never met him?
Not yet. I haven't contacted him yet, but I've known now for a year and a half.
So that's
it's a big thing, Casey.
It's massive.
It really is. It's your identity, and it's wanting to know where you come from. And for him, it must be so strange because obviously he thinks it's Jay-Z who's in the public eye. So you see him everywhere and he's in papers, and especially at the minute.
Hold on a second. Is your father Jay-Z's dad?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
See what I mean about twisted stories?
Yeah.
So obviously, does your dad know you exist?
No.
That's mad.
Yeah.
That is mad.
Yeah, he doesn't. Only you do. And the rest of Cork.
Yeah, the rest of Cork.
No, he doesn't know. He doesn't know that he has a daughter now.
Oh, wow.
And I do know that he has two sons, so I have two brothers.
Two brothers that
they
don't
know
you exist?
No.
Oh my God, what are you going to do about it?
Red. I have to probably the new year now, I'd say. It was a busy year this year because, you know, I got married and I had a lot of things going on. And it's one of those things that you have to give space to, and it's one of those things that you have to give time to.
Mm.
And I didn't have much of that this year, so...
Yeah, that's mad.
Next year is looking like a clean sheet.
Go for it.
I'll keep you posted.
You have to do it.
I'll keep you posted, yeah.
Yeah. Is it a knock on the door thing? Is it a message on Facebook?
I think it's probably... I have a way of messaging him, so I think it's probably a message.
Wow.
But I do also know, anyway, I'm not going to go into too many more details, but I do know where he lives in the UK, and...
Do you want me to ring him for cash machine and go, gotcha?
No.
Okay.
Thanks, though.
Someone is asking a very valid question here. How did you get a DNA test to find out who your dad is if you haven't got a blood test from him or whatever the case is?
Because he's already taken a DNA test with two sites that I took the DNA test with, and I matched with him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and my brothers. They're all on a couple of DNA sites.
So I wonder, why was he getting his DNA tested?
I don't know.
So maybe he does know that.
Maybe he had an inkling. Maybe he had an inkling.
Yeah.
I know that, anyway, listen, I won't go into too many details, but maybe he had an inkling. It is a strange thing to put yourself up on one of those sites.
Yeah.
For no reason, although maybe it's not, because... a lot of people like to do the family tree now.
I wonder, is it like when you go for a standard blood test, do you end up on one of these sites?
Well, it's not a blood test. It's not a blood test.
How do they get your DNA then?
I don't want to be crude. Will I tell you exactly how?
Yeah.
You spit into a tube.
Oh, so it's from saliva. Okay.
It's just saliva. And you send it away. It takes about 8 weeks. It goes to, I think it goes to Germany.
You can get DNA from anything, can't you, really? I suppose.
You can, yeah. But that's what you do. Yeah, in a tube. Send the tube away and it comes back. But I matched with him in about 30 seconds.
30 seconds they had him.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm fascinated with this now. Absolutely.
It's an interesting process, isn't it? And what's interesting about DNA is we've come so far now that they're now going back over old cases that were left unsolved because they're able to now, you know, we've come so far with technology that they're now able to identify and...
I got a 14 kids up a mountain in Mayo. I genuinely...
Would you do one or would you be afraid to do one?
Not at all.
A lot of people are afraid to do them.
Not at all.
In case it does uncover something that you weren't aware of.
Can you imagine this day week?
I know.
The chaos in houses across Cork.
Oh, man.
People, I can't wait.
Those of you who have children who sleep in, the very lucky few amongst you, the kids might still be in bed waiting to come downstairs.
Imagine.
To rip open the arrivals. The excitement. All right, Ked.
All right, Finn.
Do you want to do dad gags?
Do I what?
I was absolutely robbed last week.
You were robbed?
Robbed.
Well, he came in with a good one right there.
That was
end.
A cracking joke, it to was. Be fair.
Yeah, well, I've kept a punch bag. I'm taking your tactics from last week. I have an absolute whopper to go out on.
Excellent. Okay.
All right.
Do you know what, Casey? You start for a change.
Do you know what? I might as well give it a go. Lads, the only thing I take seriously in newspapers these days is the fish and chips. And even with that, I take a pinch of salt.
Hey!
All right, I've gone full Christmassy this week, right?
Let's go.
I got my wife a fridge for Christmas. I can't wait to see her face light up when she opens it.
You just robbed one of my jokes, you horrible, horrible man. A friend of mine said he doesn't understand cloning, Victoria.
Right.
I said, well, that makes two of us.
Hey!
My one-legged friend is getting a new prosthetic leg for Christmas.
Okay.
It's not his main present, though. It's just a stocking filler.
Oh, my God! He's not
Rory.
Afraid, is he?
Rory.
Huh? He's still laughing.
A guy is sitting at home and he hears a knock at the door and he opens the door and he looks down and he sees a little snail at the front door. What the hell is a snail doing there? So he picks it up and he throws it away. 3 years later, the door is open. Door opens again and there's the snail. He goes, what the hell was that all about?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Snail.
Yeah.
Snailhead.
Yeah.
How much does Santa pay for parking?
I don't know.
Nothing, it's on the house.
Oh, jeez. Jesus, here we go. Stop the world and let me off. That's a good one. Right, what else we got? A guy shows up late for work and the boss yells, you should have been here at 8:30. He says, why? What happened at 8:30?
These aren't great today, lad.
Why don't penguins fly?
Don't know.
They're too short to see out the cockpit window.
That's funny.
All right, Ricky, it's not that funny. China has a population of 1 billion people. 1 billion. That means even if you're one in a million kind of guy, there's still 1,000 other fellas like you. Hey!
How did Rudolph get on in his report card?
I don't know.
He went down in history.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Well, I'm tapping out with my one, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is a big one now. 3 men died on Christmas Eve. They were met by St. Peter at the pearly gates. And in honour of this holy season, said St. Peter, you must each possess something that symbolises Christmas in order to get into heaven. And the Englishman fumbled through his pockets and pulled out a lighter, flicked it. It's a candle. In you go. Scotsman reached into his pocket, pulled out a set of keys, started shaking them. Jingle bells. In you go. The Irish fellow started patting himself down and searching around, desperately looking through his pockets, and he pulls out a G-string and a bra. And St. Peter looked at him and went, the hell is that about? He went, these are carols.
Yay! Casey takes it. Casey takes it.
Do I win?
Yeah, Casey wins
yes.
today.
I'm not having that.
No. Thank you, everybody.
Well done.
King of the
dad
gags.
That last one was good.
The Christmas King has arrived.
Rory's not happy.
No. Are you all right, buddy?
That's not on.
Oh, sorry. Is that not nice?
No.
Having the title ripped off you like that. As a Manchester United supporter, you should be well used to that, buddy. This is your quarter of a million euro station. Cash machine's coming up in 15 minutes. Someone is going to win 250,000 euro.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
I just said a quick hello to Fiona off air there. So Fiona, are you okay? She said, I'm going to be sick.
Aww.
You're not going to be
You're
sick.
You're going to be all right.
Fiona, welcome to the quiz. Are you all right, Fiona?
No.
She's nervous.
You'll
Casey,
be fine.
She's nervous.
Listen, all you got to do, answer some questions. Answer some questions, do your best, and everything will be okay.
Exactly.
All right? I promise. Okay. It'll be all over in 60 seconds, and then you can breathe and relax. You might have a grand, you might not, but you're going to win something nice anyway, Fiona. First of all, Fiona, tell us a bit about yourself. What do you do for a living?
I'm an SNA down in Middleton.
Shout out to our SNAs. We've had more SNAs on this quiz than any other occupation. And it's your daughter's birthday.
No fear, you see. No fear.
This is it, yeah. And your daughter's birthday today. What's your daughter's name?
It is. It's Alyssa's birthday today. She's 15 today.
Aww.
So
happy birthday,
happy
Alyssa.
Birthday, darling.
Happy birthday, Alyssa.
How's the mummy teenage daughter relationship thing going?
Any typical teenage daughter, we have a love-hate relationship.
Yeah. Does she speak to you, just out of curiosity?
When she wants me.
When you need a lift and she needs you to revolute her money. Is that
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Pretty much.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Question number one. How many days to Christmas?
So 7 more sleeps.
Who starred as Kevin in Home Alone?
Macaulay Culkin.
What band was Shane Lynch in? Shane Lynch was in what band?
Boyzone.
Espresso was a song by who?
Sabrina Carpenter.
'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house not a creature was stirring except for
a mouse.
Question number 6. Robin S. Show Me Love was released in what decade?
The last decade.
Massive song from
Take
this
a guess.
Big clubby rave
it
song
was,
from
yeah.
this decade.
1990s.
Your question number 7. No. Who was the new host of the Darcy show Bullseye?
Freddie Flintoff.
Craig Casey is known for what sport?
Oh, not a clue.
Take
tennis.
A guess. You're going to go for tennis. And number 10, which what was TikTok called before it became TikTok?
Musical.ly.
Is correct. All right.
Oh, Fiona.
Did you say Craig Casey was tennis? Let me just confirm that.
It's not. Oh, yeah, I did, but it's not.
It might be. We'll have to go back over these.
Fiona, that was a good round.
Yeah.
You did brilliant.
I don't know why you were nervous.
Oh. Absolutely brilliant.
You flew through it.
It's always the good ones that are nervous.
It is, isn't it?
You got the first one correct. Macaulay Culkin, Boyzone, Sabrina Carpenter. And the answer to number 5 was a mouse. Since Robin S. Show Me Love was released in the 90s. Freddie Flintoff is correct.
Oh my God.
Before TikTok became TikTok, it was called Musical.ly.
Okay.
For 1,000 euro, Craig Casey, all over the news yesterday and the day before.
I don't listen to the news. Oh no.
Why don't you listen to the news? You shouldn't have been listening. He plays a bit of rugby.
Fiona.
Oh, Craig
Casey. My husband's going to kill me.
Monster rugby player. Monster in Ireland rugby player.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Fiona.
Oh, not a worry, guys. Thank you.
You've got a 9 out of 10, Fiona.
9 out of 10. You're in the 9 out of 10 club, which means there will be a return journey back on the pop quiz, either before Christmas or after Christmas. In the meantime, it's a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors. Fiona and your beautiful daughter, we wish you well and have a beautiful Christmas break, okay?
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
So sorry. Take care, Fiona.
Bye, guys.
Bye. I thought she had it.
Vicks VIPs on Cork's Good Time, Red FM.
7:44 in the morning, showbiz time. Vic, what have you got?
Okay, Lisa Kudrow, who played Phoebe in Friends, has criticised Tom Hanks for his new film, Here. So there's obviously a part of the film, I think, where they use digital de-aging.
Okay.
Now, don't ask me what that is, but it's something to do with AI.
But if they want to put the character into a young setting or something, they would use that.
Well, yeah. Lisa's not happy about it.
Why?
She's been given out. She's been talking to the media in America. Have a listen.
Okay.
They shot it and they could actually shoot the scene and then look at the playback of them as younger, and it's ready for them to see. And all I got from that was, this is an endorsement for AI, and oh my God. Oh. It's not like, oh, it's going to ruin everything,
but maybe.
What will there be left for, forget actors, but what about up and coming actors? They'll just be licensing and recycling.
We'll be watching new Brando movies.
Yeah, and then set that completely aside. What work will there be for human beings? And then what? So there'll be some kind of living stipend? How can it possibly be enough?
Oh, how come you rolled your eyes? I saw you roll your eyes.
No, it's like actors will not be replaced by robots or AI.
Right.
Granted, AI will be amazing for effects and graphics. And what they're using that AI for is to go back, take Tom Hanks's character and turn him into maybe to a 25-year-old.
Yeah.
But what she's saying is going to happen is we'll just have remake, like taking current actors, putting them back into, you know, movies from the 90s and just recutting them that way.
Yeah.
Maybe there'll be a bit of that, but look, there's so much paranoia around AI.
There is a lot of paranoia, but I think for good reason. I think like it's very hard when you go on social media now to know if something is real or fake.
There's a lot of that going on,
and I don't like that because I have actually reposted stuff on my own social media before that I've thought was real, and it's totally AI. And honestly,
but that was a giraffe driving a taxi.
No, it wasn't a giraffe. It was a black tiger. Or a lion. It was a black lion.
Yeah. Oh my God, in Australia, they're teaching the kangaroos to drive.
I do think that.
That was a classic though, wasn't it?
Yeah. I do think though there's reason for concern. I don't think you can stand in the way of progress, but I think some aspects of AI are very worrying.
Don't you have to label on Instagram if it's AI? You have to. Is something, either a hashtag or there's something you have to tag you have to make it very visible that it is an AI.
Okay,
video.
I must look out for that.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. This clip is doing the rounds again. It's kind of an old clip. I've heard it before, but I still think it's worth another play. This is Shane Lynch from Boyzone.
Yeah.
And he's talking about the music industry. Shane is quite a religious man, and he has a lot of views on the music that we listen to these days. Have a listen to what he says.
I've been in rooms at the top of the top, which albums are prayed over demonically. Music is prayed over demonically. That goes out to the world. And when you see that stuff and know that stuff, it's frightening.
What do you mean by that, Shane, prayed over demonically?
So, rituals, ceremonies to give light to the devil, to Satan. It's a satanic music industry. That's majority of what it is.
Do you mean figuratively, or do you mean literally you've been in...
Literally, yes. If you look at what the music is today, the industry is today, for all your Sam Smiths to your Dojo Cats to your Beyoncés, they are so demonic, it's unbelievable. And we can't... It's in front of us.
Oh, my God. What's happening today in the world? What's going on? Do you know, I will tell you this much.
Yeah.
You know, if you get a Boyzone record and you play it backwards, do you know what happens?
What?
It sounds better.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. There goes the alarm. Stream festive favourites like Elf, The Holiday and Love Actually with a Now Cinema membership.
I think we all know at this point that our boy Rory, not only is he Christmas obsessed with all these Christmas jumpers, he's also Star Wars obsessed. He's also Star Trek obsessed.
Yes.
It's time, Rory.
It's time.
John Luke.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, make it so. Make it so. Make it so.
Amazing.
I love that.
My
name
is Jeff. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It's Red FM Breakfast with KC. Vic is over there. And Stephanie Rady's on the line. Hey, Steph.
Hi.
My God. When you started off 2024, did you think you were going to have the year that you've just had, Stephanie Rady?
No, KC. My bingo card did not have some of the things on there that had happened.
and everything that happened for you was... so deserved. Like, I mean, it was the year that was waiting to happen for you, Steph.
It was, yeah.
Oh, do you know what? It was like, do you know what it's taught me, honestly? And this is the truth. Like, and I would say this to anybody, is that firstly, if things come your way, you just need to just go for it and just not think about it and do it.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, I could have gotten stuck in my head about a lot of the things that I've done, but it was all so worth it. And I'm really glad that I took the chances, you know. So, I don't know, it is weird. I think it's actually even weirder now at this phase of the year, looking back, being like, did all of that actually happen?
I'd say it's weird,
you know?
There's a book I was reading before, and it's by a woman called Mel Robinson, and it's called The 5 Second Rule.
Yeah.
And the 5 Second Rule is, you could be sitting on the couch and you'll have a thought going, I'd love to read a book. And in 5 seconds, your brain will come up with ways that you shouldn't, because you'll fail. You shouldn't do it. It's like, it's not for you. People will laugh at you.
Yeah.
And you have five seconds to act on it. I should go for a walk. 5 seconds. No, I'm just going to sit and watch the telly. So you've got 5 seconds to act on something. And it is that kind of thing. When you got invited to be on America's Got Talent, to get on the show, the whole application process, were you thinking about it for a long time, or was it a spur of the moment thing?
No, it was such a quick thing, because it was kind of like Please Don't Go landed with the kind of producers of the show.
Yeah.
And so then they were like, hey, we'd love for you to come and audition. So I was like, I don't know. I just didn't feel like, I think in my head, I never thought that a show like that would be for me.
Yeah.
For a number of reasons. I never thought that I would have the kind of confidence to actually go and do it. Like, I kind of feel like sometimes you're safe in your little bubble of what you do normally. Like, you play your gigs, you release your music, and that's really safe in some ways.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was just like, I'd wanted a way to get into America for a long time. And I was like, I kind of was like, what are you doing if you won't do that? Like, if you won't get up and go for such a crazy opportunity. So it was a case of like, the 5 second rule thing is actually very interesting.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before.
It's just do it.
I do think sometimes you just have to go for things. Like, you know, there was a million reasons why I shouldn't have done it in some ways. But like, nothing bad happened. You know, like, it was only great, you know.
There's no regrets until you try this stuff out, Steph. And I mean, it has completely changed your life in terms of the profile that you have now around the globe.
Oh, yeah.
Is phenomenal.
Oh, 100%.
And then tonight,
so lucky.
Stephanie Rainey tonight has her Cork Homecoming headline show in City Hall this evening. It's a massive, massive evening for you, Steph.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, like, people that I would have listened to growing up, like Rory Gallagher, all those people played in City Hall, and now I get to do my own there. Like, it's kind of, it's a pinch me moment for sure. Like, and like, even yesterday posting about one or two things, like, so many messages coming through. I've been meeting people out while I was trying to get the start done on my Christmas shopping, because I've nothing done.
Okay.
And people just coming up being like, I'm going to the gig, I just wanted to say hi. It's such a great way for me to end the year.
It is.
And I'm so excited about it, you know.
Amazing. Are you going to be emotional, Steph?
She'll be in bits.
I think so, you know, and we've done some kind of cool, special things for it, and it's going to be a bit of a moment, because like I said, and I'll say it again, because you guys as well have just been so amazing, and everyone at Red FM, but you guys in particular were there for every step of the journey with me when I was over in America. Like, no matter what time you had to call me, actually made sure you did it.
Yeah.
And I'm just so grateful to like you guys and to everybody from Cork, because we felt every single well wish. And this feels like the perfect way to end the year. Like, there's no place else that I wanted to do a gig at the last gig of the year. So I am so, so happy.
Aww. And
I
just couldn't. Is little Jackson going to be there?
No.
He'd be in his bed.
You know what, now we get to about 6 o'clock with little Jackson, and Jackson needs a snoozy because he goes, his feet hit the ground at around 5 to 6 every day in the morning, and they don't stop until we hit the pillow at night. So it's a bit too late for him. But he did get a chance to see me play there recently. And I think he was confused. He was like, there she is now.
That's what she does for a living.
Oh, bless him.
He wasn't making my dinner or making my bed or getting me dressed. But he was amazing, right? Honestly, he sat there for the whole thing. He didn't move. It was mad. So we get him to a gig, but probably summertime, I'd say.
Steph, we're super proud of you. Have an amazing night in City Hall tonight. Everyone go, and you're going to absolutely love what she has lined up for you. And listen, knock it out of the park. We know you will.
We do.
Thank you so much, guys. You've just been incredible. So thanks a million.
Thank you.
Stephanie Rainey, everybody.
Steph. Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Every future has a history. Stream Dune Prophecy with a Now Entertainment membership.
€250,000 is going to go your way if you get this incredible phone call on Friday. The Christmas cash machine is $250,000. An incredible amount of money. We've been asking you, what are the things you're going to spend this money on? And everybody has it spent already. It's gone on houses in Brazil and Spain. It's gone on doing up the bathroom. It's gone on a lot of people want to just put extensions onto homes. A lot of people paying off mortgages. A lot of people putting down payments, getting out of renting and buying a home. I mean, this money for a young couple, particularly out there who are trying to get on the property ladder, would be incredible. If you have kids going through college, you need to pay off. This money will help you no matter what you need it for. We have an incredible list of things you want to buy. A lot of holidays in there, I might add. A lot of trips to different islands across the world.
Oh, the Bahamas came in.
Oh, buy the Bahamas. 5-star holiday in Bahamas. Absolutely living it up. Yeah, it's up to you. It's your money, tax-free, and it's going to arrive in your bank account on Friday evening at 6 o'clock because this money is guaranteed. Kira will make the call. You just answer and say €250,000 and that money will be yours. If you want to play and get in for a cash machine this week, text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557 to enter this game. It will cost you €2.50 to play plus your standard message rate. You must be over 18. 18, not 80. You're playing across the go-out network of stations and the T's and C's are at redfm.ie.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.